Blog Talk Radio.
Glorious Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Lord's hour tonight. Praise God. We've come together in the name of Jesus and lift up his name above all names. The battle belongs to the Lord. He has all power, authority. He has all glory and power over the enemy, over the fallen one that is in this world. And understand, he's the one who has the power and authority, and we come against the enemy in the name of Jesus. Nothing of ourselves. We are just humble servants and messengers here in this earth. But we need the Lord Jesus. We need him daily, every day, praise God. And how much we depend upon him. Because you can't stand up against anything of the enemy or what comes from the sin and curse of this world except Christ. Jesus Christ is the answer. There is no other one. Only Christ. Christ alone for the hope of glory, because that's the only way you'll have hope and glory
is in Christ. Very important to understand. He makes us who we are. Hallelujah. Without him, we're nothing. There's nothing even in existence in a place without Jesus. He's the one who brings real life. Oh, yes, we as created children of God, yes. Yes, we're something there. But how much more are we in Christ? Where are we at? Are we at where our Father wants us to be? Are we changed by our faith alone in him and born again by the mighty Spirit of God? That's real life. That's worth living. The others? No, they really aren't. And there's many that are at that place of coming, want to bring it to an end. We have a prayer request about somebody in our fellowship contemplating, you know, to suicide. Now you know exactly what I'm praying. I'm praying against the spirit of suicide. I'm praying against death. And I know that God is greater and more powerful and that he can deliver that person if they cry out, if they step out, because that's what God requires. You have to respond to him. As I was sharing today from Matthew 11, Jesus is calling, come to me, all you who are weak and heavy laden. And everybody is weak and heavy laden for this world and the thing called sin. There is no way for that to be taken care of except through Christ, his life and blood. Hallelujah. And to believe and trust him. Put all this other stuff away. I mean, put it in the garbage, burn it, get away from it. Jesus brings salvation and eternal life. Because that's the kind of life he gives, is eternal life. Glory to his name. Well, praise God. Welcome. Welcome each one to the Lord's Hour. Praise God. Brothers, sisters in the chat room, one by phone, anybody by Skype or Facebook, welcome all. Praise God that we can come together and worship and praise the Lord, for he is worthy. He is worthy of all praise and glory. Well, it's been a pretty good week, brothers and sisters. Been some the Lord moving and taking us through refiner's fire, taking to a place to get all the impurities out of our life. But at the same time, he's gave us opportunities to minister. We here in Dublin in our little church, we started selling brisket tacos. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, they were flying out of the church Thursday, and many people were prayed for. So the Lord is good. And I was wore out Thursday, and I went up there for half a day today. And we started out good, and most of the brisket was gone, so we started giving them it's a pork thing. I can't think. La port or something. I can't think. La porcette. And fajita chicken. But praise God, it was all good. We had Thursday, we had brisket and carnitas, pork, tacos. And I tell you, people come in, especially we're only selling for a dollar. And many people come and street tacos. And everybody is welcome prayer except one lady. And she still comes to get tacos. She's our next door neighbor. But she runs out of there when you bring up prayer. So we'll keep praying for her. Even if we're praying for her anyway. And we're praying that she will come to know that we all need prayer. And we need the Savior. And that we need to pray to our Father in heaven in Jesus' name is how God has told us to. Well, glory to God. I hope y'all have had a good week. I know that praying for all of you out in California. I know rough weather's coming y'all way again. Your way again. It's just unbelievable, the flow of the weather and how it's like a freight train. I mean, it's like like spinning wheels is what it really is. More like spinning wheels. One goes through, and here comes another one, and it just keeps going around and around, almost like a merry-go-round. But tremendous storms and tremendous moisture, and everything, but we're praying. Amen. Oh, yeah, that's good stuff, sis. Yeah, Mexican food's good stuff. Yeah, we like it here, too. Like it here a lot. But anyway, praise God that we can come together and worship and praise the Lord. And to hear his word, there is two revelations from the Lord. There's one, it's not real long, but the second one's shorter, but it's all pointing to one thing. There's only one way to salvation and life, and Jesus, our Savior, glorious Son of God, Yeshua, which means salvation, it really blows me away, because where you see salvation in your English Bible, if you go to a real Hebrew Bible, it is Yeshua. It means salvation. The Lord's salvation, like Joshua. Yeshua. It's right there. It's all through the Word of God. How can they see it? But you can be very blind if you don't have the Holy Spirit. That's for sure. But anyway, glory to God that we'll hear from the Lord as in these urgent times that we live. The people need to hear the truth, and their lives need to be changed, especially if you're not a born-again believer. But us, we should be growing and maturing and being more like Christ and seeing and hearing what the Holy Spirit is teaching us how to be that way, and that we can't do it ourselves. Anybody's foolish who say they can, because they're doing it in their own strength. I don't believe they are born again if they trying to say, oh, I have to do this and that and do kind of works or duties. It's like the Pharisees. The only way it is Christ. And the only way to live the life that God gives is through the Spirit of God. That's the life. It comes through our faith in Christ, and then here comes the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that dwelt in Jesus as he ministered, as he was a man, as he went to the cross and to the grave, praise God, the Spirit of God was all involved. Now we as believers, praise God, he has come and he's given us many things, praise God, and gifts and wisdom and direction, all pointing to Jesus, all about who God is. His word is Jesus. The wisdom of God is Jesus. The revelation of God is Jesus Christ. The revelation of life in a place of death and darkness, a place of prison and chain, a place of addiction and fear and captivity. Jesus comes bursting through in the light that he is the one who came to set the captives free, and he has been over years and years here, hallelujah. He is the one who come to deliver the ones that are in chains and the ones in affliction and the ones that have been hurt and the ones that are sick. And all the kind of things the enemy tries to bring, even from sinful and wicked men and people, Jesus came. Jesus is the healer. Hallelujah. Reading a song today in 27 that you're supposed to be gathering up the herbs. Didn't say anything about drugs. It said herbs in the mountain. Hallelujah. Praise his name. God had it all planned. The old thing of the of sin and the curse of it and the fallen one, they've been trying to mess it up. And their whole agenda is to steal, kill, destroy you and your family. That's why we have to stand and be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Because you can't stand no other way. Only in Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. He has all power and authority. And you know what he said? He said to the disciples, I give you power over all of the enemy. Hallelujah, because Jesus has conquered him. He's defeated. And we come only in the name of the Lord, not ourselves, not no religion, denomination, or nothing. Ourselves in Jesus. As the sons and daughters of God, messengers, ambassadors, we come with the authority and power of Jesus Christ. And people need to know that and understand that in their life and be praying that way. That the Holy Spirit will give you boldness and that he'll even give you righteous anger. When I see these kind of prayer requests and what's happening in people's lives, I get angry at the old enemy. I get angry at the old self or the old nature of sin and what it does to people. And I rejoice when I see the Lord deliver them. I rejoice when I see the Lord heal them. I rejoice when I see life change, situations change. The Lord intervenes because he loves us. He truly loves us. We need to understand that. But without him, you do not meet the standards of God, and that you will be judged for the kind of lifestyle and nature you have, just like the fallen one. It's not intended. It's not intended for any of God's created children. He made hell for the devil and his angels, not for God's created children. But if you do not choose Christ and accept his love, mercy, and grace from the Father through him, you will face it. People need to understand that very clearly. And the Lord will show it clearly, too. They need to understand, you need to get this right. This is for sure, you got to get this right. And the Lord will say what he says very clear. And it'll be very humbling, but know that we are in right standing with God through his son, Jesus. Praise God. So you can rejoice and be at peace. Because, see, there is no peace without Christ. Because the main peace is, not like the peace of there's war going on or bad things are happening around you or anything. It is the peace of eternal, that you are right with God and you don't face God's wrath and judgment forever. That is the real peace. That's why you can sleep at night, that you are reconciled to God. You it's been made right in Christ. But you have to understand that personally, and that should be settled. We got people trying to bring it. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, you're going to do this. Oh, no, you're going to do this. No, Christ did it all. We have to humble ourselves and be humble and meek like him and receive and believe. That's what God has told us. And then as we grow and mature, the Holy Spirit will lead us into all righteousness, whatever that is. That's for sure. Amen. Well, glory to God. Let's get this started tonight. And we'll say all glory to the Lord, for he is worthy. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Praise you for this night that we can come together in your mighty name, Lord Jesus. You're the glorious one. You are our King, and you are our glorious Savior. We're very grateful how much you love us, Lord. We're very grateful how much you prove your love and show your love daily. But praise God that you showed your love back those 2,000 years when you went to the cross. And praise God, face all that was going to be for us. But you took it upon yourself because you know we couldn't carry. We couldn't carry that weight, Lord. We couldn't handle it. But praise God, you could, because you was perfect, because you were holy, because you were God and man, the only kind of sacrifice that was going to take care of a terrible thing called sin. We're very grateful, Lord. We've been forgiven. Thank you for washing away our sins. Thank you that we're reconciled to our Father and made peace. Thank you, Lord, that you paid the ransom with your blood to set us free and let us understand that who the Son sets free is free indeed. We understand and stand up for the name of Jesus, that we stand up for truth and righteousness. Lord, that we let our light so shine wherever we're at. But tonight, Lord, we focus and praise you and to worship you. Thank you, Lord, that you're greater than anything of the enemy. And whatever he comes at us, in the name of Jesus, you're greater. We thank you for the power and authority of your name, Lord Jesus. And the enemy has to flee and go in Jesus' name. That this is the place where the Lord is. And this is holy ground. This is no place for anything of the enemy, of his shenanigans or tricks or whatever. We pray you protect the airways and the computers and phones in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that we can come together as brothers, sisters, as we are here together in the Spirit. We are here together in unity, Lord, looking to you and to hear your word. Thank you, Lord, for loving us and being with us. And we give you all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Glory to God. This first song says it all. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Have to do it a different way now. They changed it. Oh, okay, I got that one up. I'm good. Got ahead of myself. Thank you, Lord. Used to be put it all up, but now only one at a time. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Focus. Focus on our Father. Focus on our glorious Savior and Son, God. Father me. Holy love. With grace and peace. Yours surprises me. It heals my heart. It helps me see. I am overwhelmed. The longer I'm aware that you love me. Amen. Hallelujah. I am overwhelmed. The longer I'm aware that you're near me. Hallelujah. You're the voice I hear calling my name. You're the song inside my head. You're the whisper in the wind and rain. When I listen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Holy One. The darkest night. Hallelujah. The brightest sun. Amen. Jesus. You never fail. You're God with us. Amen. Emmanuel. Amen. I am overwhelmed. The longer I'm aware you love me. Thank you, Jesus. I am overwhelmed. The longer I'm aware that you're near me. Amen. The voice I hear calling my name. You're the song inside my head. You're the whisper in the wind and the rain when I listen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Listen in. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit. Listen. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Spirit, abiding one, you're the Father, you're the Son, your presence has overcome the new creation. It has begun. Amen. I am overwhelmed. The longer I'm aware, aware that you love me. Amen. I am overwhelmed. The longer I'm aware that you're near me. Hallelujah. You're the voice I keep calling my name. You're the song inside my head. Amen. You're the whisper in the wind and the rain when I listen. Teach me to listen. The voice I keep calling my name. You're the song inside my head. You're the whisper in the wind and the rain when I listen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Teach me to listen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Every morning, Lord. In the morning. In the morning. This evening. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Teach us to listen, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Bring this down. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We are to listen. Teach us to listen. We hear the word of God. We hear the abiding spirit. Teach us the word. Show us the word. Bring it alive to us. Understand what it means and what it means to us. How much we need the word of God as we pray, as we speak, as we share or teach or preach, but what else? As we're in warfare. The Lord Jesus stood up to the enemy by the word of God, that we need to learn and do the same as he did. And the Holy Spirit will help us, and he'll teach us. But the other part is just to be in the presence of the Lord and be at rest and peace and know how much he loves us and that he's with us. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, Sis Jeanette, you want to come and sing the songs that God's put on your heart, Sis? Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord tonight. Thank you, Lord. Such a sweet spirit presence here. Place to be still and hear the Lord. Amen, sis. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We can come, Lord, and be in your presence. Amen, sis.
Amen, brother. I have allergy, you know, during this season. Allergy.
Okay.
Flowers, yeah. So I'm fine.
All right. You sound good.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
I hope so. Okay.
Amen. Amen. Bless
okay,
you
Robert. God bless you too.
Amen.
Amen. Glory.
My beloved is the most beautiful among thousands. And thousands, my beloved is. Yes, you. is a power, yours is a glory forever. Amen. For yours is a kingdom, yours is a power, yours is a glory forever. Amen. And yours is a kingdom, yours is a power, yours is a glory forever. Amen. Yes, yours is a kingdom, yours is a power, yours is a glory forever. Amen. And yours is a kingdom, yours is a power, yours is a glory forever. Amen. For yours is a kingdom, yours is a power, yours is a glory forever. Amen. Yes, yours is a kingdom, yours is a power, yours is a glory forever. Amen. And yours is a kingdom, yours is a power, yours is a glory forever. Amen. For yours is a kingdom, yours is a power, yours is a glory forever. Amen. For yours is a kingdom, yours is a power, yours is a glory forever. Amen. Yes, you.
If you walk in freedom, and if you bear your sin,
on forever to the land. We sing this song forever and amen. The angels cry, holy, for creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. Hear your people sing, holy, to the King of Kings, holy, you will always be. Holy, holy forever. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all. Stands above them all. Jesus, your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all. O thrones and dominions, O powers and positions, your name stands above them all. And angels cry, holy, for creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. Hear your people sing, holy, to the King of Kings, holy, it will always be, holy, holy forever, you will always be.
So come, Lord Jesus.
Songs. Hallelujah. All right, sis. Bless you. Thank you. And we'll get back with you at the end of the service. Okay?
Okay. Okay, brother. Okay. See you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Praise God. We'll let Sis Jeanette get back into the chat room because the Lord gets right into it. He gets right into it at the start of this message. The title for this message, We Are the righteousness of God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the only way we are the righteousness of God. All other ways fail. All other ways is worthless. All other ways is like filthy rags. Only through Jesus we are the righteousness of God. And the Lord Jesus is going to share from his heart what this really means and how serious this really is. I pray we take heed to him. Shalom, grace, mercy, and love from our righteous, loving Father, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, and the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of all truth. Father, we pray you make a way for our brothers and sisters to be able to stay in the chat room. We pray that you're greater than the technology in this world system and that you'll make a way that they can stay in the name of Jesus so they can hear your message, Lord, the revelation from you. Thank you, Lord, that you make a way in Jesus' name. So the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of all truth, what he reveals, amen. When I was going to do this message, I thought I knew what I was going to share and teach. But the Lord Jesus had another plan and message. He told me to tell you, his children, his sons and daughters, that I am your perfect righteousness. That's what the Lord is saying. I am your perfect righteousness. And you've got to be this way. There is no other. Only me and no one else. Not yourselves. Not any man or woman. And most of all, not the evil one, Satan. By my love and sacrifice, I have made you the righteousness of God. See, God don't see you as a sinner no more. You are the righteousness of God. By your trust, in faith in me and me alone. You are the righteousness of God. What I did for you at the cross and at the grave has made this possible. Nothing of yourselves in your works or deeds. It is the righteousness of your God and Creator. It is the righteousness of your eternal Savior and Lord. I give you all who have faith in me and what I've done for you. You have made the eternal decision for life, eternal life through me. It was by me giving my life and blood to shed for all your sins, all the sins of the world, all the sins of all my created children. They are under my blood, and my blood washes away all your sins. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, my children, all means all. I am the resurrection and life. No one comes to the Father but by me and me alone. Any of you were not there? You did not help me in the redemptive plan of my Father. You did not take on the sin of the world or on yourself. I did once for all. I was willing and able to complete all that was required of me. Now, what is required of you? I will tell you. You have to believe me by faith and nothing of yourself. But it is a free gift of my Father to all of his children he loves. His grace, his mercy, his love is beyond measure and is everlasting. You have to make the decision for yourself. I hope you make the right decision that leads to life everlasting and not the wrong decision that leads to death. Make your decision by what the Holy Spirit reveals to you personally through my word. And not what men say with their self-righteous ways and religion. The traditions and the ways of man and Satan will lead to death and hell. There is only one way to life in my Father's kingdom in heaven. It is what it is through me. I am the only way. I am all truth. I am the only giver of life. These are the only two choices. Who will you choose today? Yourself, religion, and Satan? Or the giver of life, your true God, Savior, and King? I hope with your own free will that you will choose to come home to your God and Creator. Come now. My Father's arms are open wide. My Holy Spirit is telling you, He is moving in your life. Because the time of grace is coming to a close. Then it will be very hard to come to me. And it will cost you your life and blood. Now is a day of salvation. But darkness is coming. And you do not want to be here. My children, it will be the most terrible time this world or man has ever seen. Right now, it's just the birth pain. But the time of my coming for all who have faith in me as Savior and accept my Father's gift of grace and know that I am the Son of the living God. Hallelujah to you, Lord. The head of the church in my body. That I come for a bride made ready by my blood, word, and my Spirit living in all of my born-again children, sons and daughters of the Most High God forever. Rejoice in me and my Spirit, my children. Know who you are in me and know I have made you the righteousness of your Father in God. Hear this word tonight or in the archive, if I permit the time, because I am coming soon and there is only one way. You are ready. It is faith in me and your Savior and Lord, and that you accept the free gift of my Father, his grace, and the real, truthful life, eternal life. So know by my word, you are my children. You are the righteous by faith in me, and you will live forever. I have made it possible. Let no one ever tell you any different. If they try, tell them I am a child of God. Tell them you're a child of God. I am the righteousness of God through my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen forever. You're coming, King Jesus. One scripture reference from this mighty word from the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name as you speak. 2 Corinthians 5, 16 through 21. So, from now on, we regard no one from a human point of view, according to worldly standards and values. Though we have known Christ from a human point of view, now we no longer know him this way, thank God. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is, grafted in, joined to him by faith in him as Savior, he is a new creature, born, reborn, renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, new things have come because the spiritual awakening brings new life. But all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, making us acceptable to him, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, so that by our example we might bring others to him. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting people's sins against them. Hallelujah. That means you're not guilty, but counseling them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. That is restoration to favor with God. Oh, hallelujah. So we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making his appeal through us. Praise his name. As Christ's representative, plead with you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God, because it's very serious and important. He made Christ, who knew no sin. Christ didn't know any sin at all. Not even one jot or tittle of anything like it. He made Christ, who knew no sin, to judicially be sin on our behalf. Hallelujah. So that in him we would become what? The righteousness of God, as the Lord has said. Hallelujah. What does that mean? That is, we would be made acceptable. Acceptable to him. And placed in right relationship with him by his gracious, loving kindness. Hallelujah. So 2 points from this portion of scripture is, number one, 16. So from now on, we regard no one from a human point of view, according to worldly standards and values. Though we have known Christ from a human point of view, now we no longer know him this way. The Lord Jesus, by his Holy Spirit, told me, this is what religion is. Seeing Christ from the ways and standards and values of man and religion. Amen. But you, as born-again believers, this is you now. Oh, hallelujah. Where have we come from? Glory to God. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is, grafted in, joined to him by faith in him as Savior, he is a new creature, reborn, renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old thing, the previous moral and spiritual condition, has passed away. As far as I know, passed away means it's dead. Especially in the place of your spirit. Now that is already, you've been brought to life. And God will take care of the rest of it. Behold, new things have come because spiritual awakening brings new life. This is us now, who have faith in him and receive his free gift of the Father, his marvelous grace. Hallelujah. We need to know this is only through Christ alone and nothing of ourselves. Amen. So as we seek the Lord Jesus and pray and ask him if this word is from him, empowered by the Holy Spirit for such a time as this, I believe it is. Amen. Just a humble servant of the Lord Jesus, all glory to him forever and ever. Colossians 1, 22-23, Christ has now reconciled you to God in his physical body through death in order to present you before the Father holy, blameless, and beyond reproach. And he will do this if you continue in the faith, well-grounded and steadfast, and not shifting away from the confident hope that is the result of the gospel that you have heard, which was proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and which the gospel, I, Paul, was made a minister. Amen. So the Lord Jesus is truly in total control. And he comes and speaks to us personally when he knows we need to hear from him. He knows what each of us are going through and facing in our lives. But he is always with us. So we do not face these things alone. He is with us by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, the Lord Jesus starts this powerful message by his personal appearing to us by his revelation in heart. Amen. So now, by his word, let's look more about us being righteousness of God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So first of all, the definition of righteousness, made into right standing, that you're accepted, you are reconciled, that Christ has justified us judicially with his life and blood by taking and becoming our sin and taken away forever. Hallelujah. Washed away by his blood and what he has done for each of us. Hallelujah. So we are justified before the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He also, and never forget, has taken the punishment, the judgment, and the wrath for it at the cross. So now you do not face ever, you do not ever face this, because he took it on himself to justify us before the Father forever. Amen. It is done. It is completed once for all, only by Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, by his mighty word, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 5, verse 6. Blessed, joyful, nourished by God's goodness are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Those who actively seek right standing with God, for they will be completely what? Satisfied. I wish we could get that through people's heads and hearts that keep trying to do it all other ways, man's way, the things of this world, alcohol, drugs, religion. You'll never be satisfied. Only through Christ. It's not difficult. It's just this coming to the end of yourself and coming to Jesus. Let me ask you something. Does this sound like a license to sin? No. God's grace, God's word, and God's spirit teaches us to hunger and thirst for righteousness. Amen. Matthew 5, verse 20. For I say to you that unless your righteousness, uprightness, moral essence is more than that in the scribes and Pharisees, more than the religious crowd, more than the self-righteous fools, you'll never enter the kingdom of God. You've got to come to the end of yourself. Let go and let God. Humble yourself before the Lord. More than religious men or women. More than the ones trying to keep the law in corruptible flesh. One who tried to do works and duties and think it makes you right before the Father. No, brothers and sisters, it is only by faith in the life and blood of Jesus. And he gives the righteous we need to enter the kingdom of God. Amen. Matthew 6, verse 33. First and most importantly, seek, aim at, strive after? His kingdom and what else? His righteousness. The kingdom's built upon. But first and most importantly, he said, seek his kingdom and righteousness, his way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God. And all these things will be given to you also when you get it right, the blessing and favor of God, to live the life that God's given us. Hallelujah. Amen. But seek first, and most importantly, seek his kingdom and his righteousness. Without his righteousness, there is no way to go to his kingdom or have eternal life. Amen. Mark 2, 1 through 12. The paralytic healed. Jesus returned to Capernaum, and a few days later, the news went out that he was at home. So many people gathered together that there was no longer room for them, not even near the door. And Jesus was discussing with them the word of God, or teaching the word of God, let's say that. Then they came bringing to him a paralyzed man who was carried by four men. When they were unable to get to him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above Jesus. And when they had dug out an opening, they let down the mat on which a paralyzed man was laying. When Jesus saw their active faith, because faith is an action word, springing from confidence in him, you see the faith that Jesus saw, their confidence in him. They believed and trusted him. That's what God's asking. He said, believe in my son. Hear him. Obey him. Humble yourself before him. He said to the paralyzed man, son, your sins are forgiven. Uh-oh. Oh, the more religious people, they ain't gonna like that. But some of the Pharisees were sitting there debating in their heart. But God sees the heart. The implication of what he had said. Uh-oh. What does this man talk that? Why does this man talk that way? He had the right to. He is blaspheming. Didn't sound like it to me. Who can forgive sin? Remove guilt. Nullify sin penalty. And assign righteousness. Except God alone. They couldn't see that's who he was. Immediately, Jesus, being fully aware of their hostility and knowing his spirit that they were thinking this, said to them, knowing in his spirit, the Holy Spirit, why are you debating and arguing about these things in your heart? that had to blow them away. They're not speaking it. They're thinking it. And the Lord knows it. And he's telling them, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? But show what kind of power he had. Which is easier? To say to the paralyzed man, your sins are forgiven? Or to say, get up and pick up your mat and walk? Hallelujah. But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority and power on earth to forgive sin. As you look at that, do you see anybody else's name there? I don't see the Pope's name there. I don't see no leader's name there. I don't see no priest, no rabbi, no imam, no Allah, nobody. but the Son of Man, the Savior, Yeshua, Jesus, empowered to forgive sins. He said to the paralyzed man, I say to you, get up. Pick up your mat and go home. And he got up and immediately picked up the mat and went before them all, so that all were astonished, and they glorified and praised God, saying, we have never seen anything like this. Only getting started. It was only getting started, wasn't it? Hallelujah. A few points here. Number one, Jesus saw their active faith and confidence in him and him alone. Amen. Number two, son, daughter, your sins are forgiven. By faith and confidence in Jesus Christ and him alone to do this for you. Amen. Only one. Not some priest you go to a box in. He don't have authority to give, forgive your sins that you're praying to, supposed to be praying to God about. The religious crowds so caught up in their ways, traditions, rules, works, they could not even see who is before them. In the same today, even in, I mean, it's the same today. So many blind fools making others fall in the ditch with their man-made religions and ways. God have mercy. And number four, who can forgive sin, remove guilt, nullify sin's penalty, and assign righteousness except God alone? The religious people were asking the right question. A question we all have to know the right answer to be forgiven of our sins and to be saved and have eternal life. The only answer for this question, for each of you listening tonight in the archives, if God permits the time, drum roll, please. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the hope and Savior of each of us now. What you have to do is believe it now in your heart and life. Amen. And number five, this is what makes you the righteousness of God, is believing that Jesus Christ, Son and our Savior, has forgiven us all of our sins, that he has removed the guilt of that sin, that he has by his own blood nullified sin's penalty and has assigned the righteousness and penalties and assign righteousness to us who believe. Amen. Praise God. Isn't that awesome what God's done? Mark 7, 1 through 9. Uh-oh, not a good place. Followers of tradition. Not good at all. Oh, no, you don't want to be here. Don't want to be here, but we've got to hear what the Lord's saying. Now the Pharisees and some of the scribes came from Jerusalem and gathered around him. And they had seen that some of the disciples ate their bread with ceremonially, impure hands. That is, unwashed and defiling according to Jewish religious ritual. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they carefully wash their hands, holding firmly to traditions of what? The elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they cleanse themselves completely according to ritual. And there are many other things, oral, man-made laws and traditions handed down to them, which they follow diligently, such as washing of the cups and pitchers and copper utensils. So the Pharisees and the scribes asked Jesus, why do your disciples not live their lives according to the tradition of the elders, but instead eat their bread with ceremony, unwashed hands. He replied, rightly did Isaiah prophesy about you, hypocrites, play actors, pretenders. Sort of sound like movie stars, don't they? As it is written in Scripture. This is what the Lord is saying about these people. They thought they were something else by all their rituals and traditions. These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. You don't want your heart far from God, especially Jesus Christ. They worship me in vain. They worship is meaningless and worthless and pretense. Teaching the precepts of men as doctrine, as doctrines of God, like God's word. Giving their traditions equal weight with the scriptures? Mm-mm. You disregard and neglect the commandment of God and cling faithfully to the tradition of men. He was also saying to them, you're experts at setting aside and nullifying the commandment of God in order to keep your man-made traditions and regulations. That's not good. Expert? Lord have mercy, I wouldn't want to be an expert of that, would you? If you truly want to be the righteousness of God, you have to turn from this old life, this past life of sin and the flesh. You have to repent of this and turn to God, turn to Jesus Christ by faith in him and not traditions of men. Amen? Quit disregarding God's word and command to receive Jesus Christ by and him alone. It is the grace of God, nothing of yourself. Let go of the ways and traditions of men and grab hold of Jesus personally before it is too late. Amen? Let go and let God. Glory to God. The Lord is showing up tremendously. Another very important word of revelation from him. For such a time as this, this is very serious. Amen? Let's take heed. The Lord Jesus says, if you continue in your works in your flesh for salvation as you think and have the same kind of righteousness and attitude of the Pharisees, you will be left behind to go into the tribulation and learn to only trust in me for eternal life. Your righteousness will not save you. Religion and traditions of men will not save you. I am the only one who can save you and no other. Trust me now and repent of your foolish ways and ideas of men. Remember, I have told you, be not deceived by any man. Be not deceived by Satan and the demons of hell. I told you, seek me. Seek my word and be born again to have everlasting life and come home with me at the rapture. I am the only one who can make you ready. No one else, not even your own self. Get this right, children, or be left behind with all of the Christ-rejecting world, your eternal Savior, Yeshua Jesus. Amen. I bow before you, Lord, and humble myself and thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done for all of us. It is available for all. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you hear, that we hear your word and humble ourselves and repent of the ways of man for salvation and come to you now and receive you as their personal Savior and Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture reference is one we all know. The Lord Jesus says, don't know this, but see it or hear it. and believe it in faith now and apply it to your heart and life in his name. Amen. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, the mighty word of God in truth. For it is by grace, hallelujah, God's remarkable compassion and favor drawing you to Christ. Drawing you to Christ. That you have been saved, actually delivered from judgment and given eternal life, thank you, Lord, through faith. And this salvation is not of yourself. Not through your own effort, but it is the undeserved, gracious gift of God. Not as a result of your works, nor your attempts to keep the law. Attempts. Nobody can. Jesus is the only one who fulfilled the law and the prophets. Oh, how foolish some people are. So that no one will be able to boast or take credit in any way for his salvation. For we are his workmanship, his own masterwork, a work of art, created in Christ Jesus, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, ready to be used. He makes us ready to be used. He makes us a worthy vessel. A vessel of honor. Thank you, Lord. For good works which God prepared for us beforehand. Taking paths which he set. A lifestyle. What's God doing through it? So that we would walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, it is not hard unless you are arrogant and prideful in yourself. Then it is very hard to believe by faith. So let us humble ourselves and be obedient to the Lord Jesus. And believe this in our hearts and lives in his mighty name. Amen. Again, you pray and ask the Lord, is this from him? I believe it is and lines up with his word, his measure, his standards of all truth. Amen. Glory to Jesus. So now we know how serious all this is now. Amen. One way to God, the Father, it is by the Son, Jesus Christ, that by faith in him and him alone and all that he has done for each of us personally, and that we received and accepted the free gift of God, his grace, has made us all the righteousness of God. Amen? Wow. Our God is awesome. And he wants us to know this truth for sure. Amen. John 16, 7 through 9. The truth of God's word and what the Holy Spirit's going to do in our lives. Hallelujah. But I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby, will not come to you, but if I go, I'll send him, the Holy Spirit, to you, to be in close fellowship with you. Hallelujah. And he, when he comes, he will what? Convict the world about the guilt of sin. He can handle it. And the need for a Savior. And what else? About righteousness. And about judgment. About sin and the true nature of it.
Put that one there.
Because they do not believe in me and my message. This is for all the lost sinners out there. You have to know by God's word and his Holy Spirit about the consequences of your sinful life. Nothing in your life will meet God's standards. So you can be in right standing with God. You need a Savior. And because of God's love, he has given us one. It is his own Son, Jesus Christ. So you can be forgiven of your sin, and it is washed away. That he makes you the righteousness of God through his sacrifice for each of us, all. At the cross, his blood and life given so you can be saved for all eternity. What you have to do is believe this yourself in your heart and life and trust him, Jesus Christ, for salvation and accept God's wonderful eternal gift of grace. Nothing of ourselves is righteous. It is only the righteousness of Christ in us that makes us righteous. Born again by the Spirit of God for all eternity. Amen. This is now going forward in our lives with Jesus Christ, the way of his righteousness in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, as we are born again believers, you have made this decision and have faith in Christ and have accepted the free gift of grace. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. Something else you need to know, who you are in Christ. You are a child. You are a chosen child of God, of the living God. We are the righteousness of God through Christ. Romans 3:22 says, this righteousness of God comes through faith in Jesus Christ. For all those, Jew or Gentile, who believe and trust in him and acknowledge him as God's son, there is no distinction. No distinction. Praise God. Just like the title of this message. Amen. Romans 1, verse 17. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, both springing up from faith and leading to faith, disclosed in a way that awakens more faith. As it is written and forever remains written, the just and the upright shall live by faith. In the true gospel, The gospel of grace reveals righteousness of God. Any other gospel reveals the righteousness of man, which is like filthy rags, accepted, nil and void, rejected. Amen? Romans 3:26 says, it was to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time so that he would be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus and rely confidently on him as Savior. By faith, who do we confidently rely on? Yourself? In your flesh? Man-made religion. Salvation based on your works. Or the true way. Faith in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Amen. Romans 5, verse 17 says, if by the trespass of the one Adam, death reigned. Listen to that. Death reigned. That means in control, all authority and power. Through the one Adam, God have mercy, much more surely will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness, oh, hallelujah now, get excited here, righteousness reign in eternal life through one Jesus Christ. Satan, sin, and death reigned until Christ showed up. And then he is victorious, and he's taken all power and authority, and he has been received his blood and life and accepted by the Father to take his rightful place as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, even took away the key of death and hell. He's in all power and authority, praise his name. Well, 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 look here, brothers and sisters. Grace and the righteousness of God are both gifts from God. We don't deserve them or can't earn them, but just receive them by faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Romans 5, verse 21. So that as sin reigned in death, because that the consequences of sin is death, so also grace would reign through righteousness, which brings eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, hallelujah. As sin reigned in death, so also grace would reign in a license to sin. No. That is not what the Word of God said. You hear people saying it, but the truth of God's Word does not say it. It says grace would reign through righteousness. Amen? Whose righteousness? Yours or mine? No. Righteousness which brings eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Romans 8, verse 10 says, if Christ lives in you, he's got to live in you, and he don't live in dead things. I can tell you that now. Though your natural body is dead because of sin, he's going to take care of this part. In faith, God sees us in that way of living. But where does Christ reign in us and by the Holy Spirit? Because in your natural body is dead because of sin, your spirit is alive because of what? The righteousness which he provides. Isn't that awesome? You're alive in Christ. And then on the day of redemption, the resurrection, rapture, God will take care of this old flesh and the consequences of sin forever and ever and ever. Amen. And then you'll be resurrected and glorified and say goodbye to sin, say goodbye to this old world, and say hello to heaven and your heavenly Father and our glorious Savior face to face. Hallelujah. That's awesome, isn't it? So the real you, the part that is truly eternal, your spirit, which has been born again, made alive forever now, that Jesus Christ lives in you now by his Holy Spirit. This part of you will never die, and sin will not penetrate it. Only in your flesh you sin. Your mind, your ways, and act in your flesh. Your natural body is dead because of sin. Dead because of sin. After reading this word, does it make any sense? You can be perfect in this flesh now? No way. This is why we need a perfect eternal Savior, Jesus Christ, and his righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, the other thing. We sure know now why we will be given a new body, a glorious, righteous one, just like Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Shalom, Sis Erica. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. Romans 9, verse 30. What shall we say then? that Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness, who did not seek salvation and a right relationship with God, nevertheless obtained righteousness. Isn't that something what it says? They weren't even pursuing it, not even seeking it, but have attained it now. That is the righteousness which is produced by faith. Isn't that exciting? How is this righteousness produced? By faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Romans 10, verse 3. For not knowing about God's righteousness, which is based on faith, and seeking to establish their own righteousness based on work, they did not submit to God's righteousness. That's where religion comes. They're trying to do it themselves. Romans 10:4. For Christ is the end of the law. It leads to him, and its purpose is fulfilled in him. For granting righteousness to everyone who believes in him as Savior. Listen to this. Anyone thinks this is eternal salvation and this eternal righteousness have anything to do with what you do by the laws, works of duties for God? Wrong. Verse 4 gives you the true answer and way. Romans 10:4, for Christ is the end of the law. It leads to him. Its purpose is fulfilled in him. You see, to him, in him. For granting righteousness to everyone who believes in him. Three times. Confirmed. Let's believe God and quit believing men. Receive him for your salvation and his righteousness in your heart and life. Amen. Romans 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but one life. Sounds like the world, don't it? But of righteousness and peace. Oh, hallelujah. Who wants that? Thank God we have it. And what else? And the joy of the Holy Spirit. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Keeps you going. All of this only by faith in Jesus Christ. Only way it comes. Amen. Galatians 5, verse 5. For we are not relying on the law, but through the strength and power of the Holy Spirit by faith are waiting confidently for the hope of righteousness, the completion of our salvation. I pray that we are relying on Jesus Christ by faith in the power and strength of the Holy Spirit and waiting confidently for the hope of righteousness and the completion of our salvation. What do you think that's going to be? Could you say the day of redemption? Hallelujah. I pray all listening now and in the archive, if God permits the time, that this is what you are believing in, trusting in through our Lord Jesus Christ, because this is the only way this will happen in our lives. Amen? Ephesians 4, verse 24. And put on the new self, the regenerated and renewed nature, created in God's image, Godlike, in the righteousness and holiness of true living in a way that expresses to God your gratitude for salvation. We have to do this by faith, brothers and sisters, not of our flesh, but by the Spirit, the new us created in God's image again. Amen. When man was made, he was made in the image of God. But when Adam and Eve sinned, We were not the image no more. We became like the image of Satan and not God. Because of our sin, we were dead. We were darkness. But now through faith in Jesus Christ, when we are born again, we are the image of God again by his Holy Spirit. Amen. I had to share this. The Lord showed me this. Born again believers are the true image of God. Amen. Christ-like, not world-like. Ephesians 5, verse 9. For the fruit, the effective, the result of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and untruth. For the light of God in you by his Spirit, this happens, amen? Ephesians 6, verse 14. Oh, hallelujah. This is talking about the armor of God and everything, but look how he concludes with this. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Ephesians 6, 14. Stand firm and hold your ground, having tightened the wide band of truth, personal integrity, moral courage around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, an upright heart. Hallelujah. A breastplate of righteousness is what? An upright heart through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Philippians 1, verse 11. Filled with the fruit of righteousness, which comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God, so that his glory may be both revealed and recognized. The fruit of righteousness? What is the outcome or results from this righteousness? Right standing with God by faith in Jesus Christ, even though we are still in these corruptible bodies. Amen. Philippians 3, verse 9. And may be found in him, believing and relying on him, not having any righteousness of my own, derived from my obedience to the law and its rituals, but possessing that genuine righteousness which comes through faith in Christ. The righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith. A contrast here between self-righteous and true righteousness, believing and relying on him and not having any righteousness of my own derived from my obedience to the law and its ritual. Amen. Genuine righteousness comes through faith in Christ. He makes us who we are. Amen. 2 Timothy 3, verse 12. For indeed, all who delight in pursuing righteousness and are determined to live godly lives in Christ Jesus will be hunted and persecuted because of their faith. Do not think it strange, brothers and sisters. Just like this movie they tried to release, The Hunt. I think they tried to release it too early. Well, here it is in God's Word. And now you see why they try to bring this kind of movie out. You determined to live godly life in Christ Jesus will be hunted and persecuted one way or another because of our faith in Christ. Amen. Titus 3:5. He saved us, Jesus did, amen, not because of any works of righteousness that we have done, but because of his own compassion and mercy by the cleansing of the new birth. See, you're not clean without the new birth. Spiritual transformation, regeneration, renewing by the Holy Spirit. What are you cleansed of? Sin, the nature of it, the character of it, and death. Amen. All I can say is believe God's word over any man or created being of God. Amen. Praise your name, Lord. Hebrews 12, verse 11. Let me get a drink. Powerful message tonight. Hebrews 12, verse 11. For the time being, no discipline brings joy, but seems sad and painful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterward it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness, right standing with God, and a lifestyle and attitude that seeks conformity to God's will and purpose. So sometimes, brothers and sisters, we need God's discipline, which it yields a peaceful fruit of righteousness, right standing with God. Amen. James 4, verse 6. But he gives us more and more grace through the power of the Holy Spirit to what? Embrace sin? A license of sin? Mm-mm. To defy sin and live obedient life that reflects both our faith and our gratitude for our salvation. Therefore, it says, God is opposed to the proud and haughty, but continually gives the gift of grace to the humble who turn away from self-righteousness. That's what humble means. It's not all about you. It's not about what you do. It's not about whatever your label or your rank or whatever it is in the church or whatever. It is about to be like Christ and to live the way he does, as he depended upon the Father that we do, that we walk in this life as he does, he did, by the power and the life and character of the Holy Spirit, that we can do nothing of ourselves, lest we boast. First Peter, you have to be humble to receive more and more grace through the power of the Holy Spirit. Be not prideful. God is opposed to those type of people. He will give you the gift of grace who turn away from self-righteousness, because you'll never meet the standard of God. You're lost and foolish. You need to come to the end of yourself and cry out to Jesus, because you cannot be this humble person without being changed and become like Christ. Amen? 1 Peter 2, verse 24. He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross, willfully offering himself on it as an altar of sacrifice, so that we might die to sin. Oh, hallelujah. Becoming immune from the penalty and power of sin, praise God, and live for righteousness. For by his wounds, you who believe have been healed. Hallelujah. More than anything about physical healing or emotional healing, hallelujah, it's spiritual healing that's most important. Amen. Praise God. Now the Lord will give those others because of his mercy, his love and grace and blessing and favor. But the greatest one is to be healed of the terrible terminal thing called sin. Amen. 1 Peter 3, verse 14. But even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, though it is not certain that you will, you are still blessed, happy, to be admired and favored by God. Do not be afraid of their intimidating threat, nor be troubled or disturbed by their opposition. Let us take heed to these words of truth for such a time as we live. Amen. 1 John 1, verse 5. God is light. This is a message of God's promised revelation, which we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light. He is holy. His message is truthful. He is perfect in righteousness. And in him there is no darkness at all. No sin, no wickedness, no imperfection. This is why we need his righteousness and not our own. Amen? Well, praise God. By the Lord Jesus himself, his personal revelation for such a time as this, twice in this message, and from his word empowered by his Spirit, has shown us and told us clearly that it is not by any of our self-righteous acts, works, rituals, or duties in our flesh meet the requirements or standards of God the Father. These kind of things are not from the flesh in our past life. This is the way that our flesh and man thinks is the right way in their arrogant foolishness. Oh, sorry. These are the kind of things that are from the flesh and past life, excuse me. This is the way that our flesh and man thinks is the right way in their arrogant foolishness. Self-righteousness ways is part of all man-made ways to salvation and the doctrines of demons to lead you away from the right way to salvation, eternal life. It is by Jesus Christ and his righteousness that we can become the righteousness, the very character of God. That now, as born-again believers, we are in the image of God again. And when this flesh, this corruptible flesh is gone, and we are given new, resurrected, and glorified body, all will be perfect and complete because of our love, faith, and trust in Jesus Christ. And all that he has done and is doing and will do for us who believe. It is by our acceptance of the free gift of God, his grace. Let us know and rejoice in the fact and truth that now we are children of God. We are the righteousness of God through our Lord Jesus Christ forever. Amen. I finish this message with four scriptures. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. But it is from him that you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, God revealing his plan of salvation, and the righteousness, making us acceptable to God, and sanctification, making us holy and setting us apart for God, and redemption, providing our ransom from the penalty for sin. Excuse me. And providing our ransom from the penalty of sin. Yes. Yes, Lord. It is his plan of salvation and no one else. And his righteousness making us acceptable to God. Amen. First Timothy 6, 7 through 10. Praise his name. For we have brought nothing into the world, So it is clear that we cannot take anything out either. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. But those who are not financially ethical and crave to get rich with compulsive, greedy longing for wealth fall into temptation and a trap, into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction, leading to personal misery. For the love of money, that is, the greedy desire for it and the willingness to gain it unethically is a root of all sorts of evil. And some, by longing for it, have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves through and through with many sorrows. Brothers and sisters, this is who we were and truly our path. This is how the world is, and the one still lost and sinful with this kind of nature. But for us as born-again believers, this should not be and does not have to be. That person by faith is dead and gone. We are a new creation in Christ and our righteousness now, enabled to be righteous and be Christ-like because of him in our lives now. Now listen and see and apply this truth, wisdom, and command to us. Amen? 1 Timothy 6, 11 through 12. But as for you, old man or woman of God, flee from these things, aim at, and pursue righteousness, true goodness, moral conformity to the character of God, godliness, the fear of God, faith, love, steadfastness, and gentleness in the conflict with evil. Take hold of the eternal life to which you are called, hallelujah, and for which you made the good confession of faith in the presence of many witnesses. This is now, for such a time as this, or like this, that we have to be this way. And it is possible to live and follow the path of Christ because he is with us now and by the Holy Spirit. We have to be like Christ so the people of the world know there is another way to live, not depending on yourself, own self, man or Satan, but lead to hurt, pain, depression, frustration, fear, and even death. We have to let them know by our life there is real love, mercy and grace, and hope in Jesus Christ. Amen? 2 Timothy 4, verse 8. This is our future in Christ. In the future, there is reserved for me the victor crown, the victor's crown of righteousness for being right with God and doing right, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that great day. Now here we come. And not to me only, but also to all those who have loved and longed for and welcomed his appearing. Amen. Glory to God, the Savior has come. And he's coming again. Glory to God. There is reserved for us, brothers and sisters, a victor's crown of righteousness for being right with God and doing right in our lives. Amen? The final scripture reference shows us and tells us as we are the righteousness through Jesus Christ in our lives and in the heart that this is our future real soon. Amen? Hallelujah. Revelation 19, 6 through 9, marriage supper of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Then I heard something like a shout, a vast multitude, and like a boom, a many pounding wave, and like the roar, a many pearls of thunder, saying, Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, the Omnipotent, the ruler of all reigns. He reigns over everyone and every being created. Let us rejoice and shout for joy. Let us give him glory and honor, for the marriage of the Lamb has come at last, and his bride, the redeemed, has prepared herself. She has been permitted to dress in fine linen, dazzling white and clean. For the linen signifies the righteous act. That faith action, righteous act, the ethical conduct, personal integrity, moral courage, and godly character of believers. Born-again believers. Then the angel said to me, write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me further, these are the true and exact words of God. Oh, praise his name. This is our near future, brothers and sisters, in Jesus Christ. It is nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Amen forever. Praise his name. My righteousness. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. For my righteousness, I trust in nothing less. By your blood I now confess, Jesus, you are my righteousness. You are my holiness. In this truth my full find rest. By your blood I now confess, Jesus, you are my holiness. Now I know how it feels. Now I know what it's like to be blameless, shameless in your eyes. Now I know what is true. Now I know what is right. By your love, through your grace, now I testify. Amen. Took away my unworthiness, replaced with virtue I now possess. By your blood, now I confess, Jesus, you are my righteousness. Yeah. Now I know how it feels. Now I know what it's like to be blameless, stainless in your eyes. Now I know what is true. Now I know what is right. By your love, through your grace, now I testify. Now I know how it feels. Now I know what it's like to be blameless, shameless in your eyes. Now I know what is true. Now I know what is right. By your love, through your grace. Hallelujah. Truth met together. Righteous and peace have kissed each other. Amen. Hallelujah. God's word. That's our Lord. For see and truth have met together, righteous and peace have kissed each other. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Declare it, for my righteousness. Yes, Lord. You are my righteousness. Amen. You are my righteousness. You are my righteousness. Amen. Your righteousness. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my righteousness. For my righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is our righteousness. Isn't that awesome? He makes us right standing before our Father. Hallelujah. Made in the righteousness, perfect holiness. When you come before God, that you will have linens of white because of your righteous acts. Praise God. You know, in this time that as we know about the history and the truth and the testimony of went on with the Israelites in the wilderness. Well, you know, Lord still can bring water from a rock. Remember, Jesus is the rock of ages. He's the chief cornerstone. You know, there's even honey can, and there's honey in the rock. There's water, living water. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Worry. Amen. Amen. In the rock. Amen. Amen. For a miracle. Thirsty for the living well. Only you can satisfy. Amen. Sweetness at the mercy seat. Now I've tasted, it's not hard to see. Only you can satisfy. Amen. Hallelujah. Honey in the rock. There's honey in the rock. There's honey in the rock. There's honey in the rock. Yeah. Freedom where the spirit is. Bounty in the wilderness. You always satisfy. Yeah. There's honey in the rock. Water in the stone. Manna on the ground. No matter where I go. I don't need to worry now that I know. Everything you need, you got. There's honey in the rock, purpose in your plan, power in the blood, healing in your hand. Start flowing when you said it is done. Everything you did is enough. You find it, you keep giving. He provides all that I need. Amen. You're all that I need. Amen now. I keep praying, you keep moving. I keep praising, and you keep proving that all that I need. Amen. You're all that I need. Amen. I keep looking, I keep finding. You keep giving, keep providing all that I need. Amen. You're all that I need. Amen. Hallelujah. I keep praying, you keep moving. I keep praising, you keep proving but all that I need. You're all that I need. I have all that I need. You're all that I need. Yeah. Amen. There's honey in the rock, water in the stone, manna on the ground, no matter where I go. I don't need to worry now that I know everything I need you've got. There's honey in the rock, purpose in your plan, power in the blood, healing in your hand. Started flowing when you said it's done. Jesus, Jesus, you're all enough. There's honey in the rock. Oh, yeah. Honey in the rock. Amen. The rock. Thank you, Lord. In the rock. Oh, how sweet it is to trust in Jesus. Oh, how sweet it is to trust in Jesus. Oh, how sweet it is to trust in Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, brothers and sisters, that it says in the Word of God that the government will be on the Lord's shoulders. That the song that talks about he has the whole world in his hand. And it's definitely something that we can't carry. It's something that we can't handle. He's put us in our places. He has us where we are to be to serve him. And that we're part of. But God is the one that is able to carry the world. Hallelujah. Praise his name. That our wonderful God is able to carry what we cannot. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. In the weight of everything feels heavy, and I don't even have the strength to even stand. You are by my side, you're always ready to take what I have never meant to hold and carry the world. But you can. You are holding it all in your hand, in your hand. Amen. Your peace and you are never worried. So I will choose to trust your heart is good. You are rest, you never in a hurry. So I surrender all I have again. I can carry the world, but you can, you can. You are holding it all in your hand, in your hand. Oh, I can carry the world, but you can, you can. You are holding it all in your hand, in your hand. God is able, amen. My God is able to do great things, do great things. If God is able, yes, my God is able to do great things, do great things. No, God is able. He's always able to do great things, do great things. Oh, able. He's always able to do great things, do great things, and carry the world. But you can, yes, you can. You are holding it all in your hand, in your hand. I can carry the world, but you can, you can. You are holding it all in your hand, hallelujah, in your hand, amen. My God is able, yes, he is, but he is able to do great things, do great things. My God, it is able. Oh God, you're able to do great things, do great things. Amen. He's able, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. We need him. We depend upon him. Even as you see the world seem like it's out of control, our God is able. And he's holding it in his hand. By the word of God, it says he's going to shake it. Not just the world, but the whole universe. One more time to get these people's attention. God have mercy. Thank you, Lord. And that in it all we go through, whatever we face, he gives the love that remains. And he continues to pour out his grace and love through the Holy Spirit. Isn't that awesome? That we have that? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You have not left may go too far away, although I stray, although I stray. All I've found is a love that remains, a love that remains. All I could see was a mess that I made. You are not afraid, no, you are not afraid. All I've found is a love that remains, a love that remains. Hallelujah. This is our God. When I was in need, you sought after me. When I turned away, your love has never changed. You paid a debt, gave me your rest, washed off my weary feet, prepared a feast, saved me a seat, brought out your best for me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All that I had wasted away. You took my shame, put a robe in its place, gave me a ring and called me by name. you celebrate. When I was in need, you sought after me. When I turned away, your love has never changed. You led my death, gave me your rest, washed off my weary feet, prepared a feast, gave me a seat, brought out your best for me. Amen. Hallelujah. This is our God. This is the kind of love he has. Hallelujah. It's one step of faith toward him. Watch him come. Watch his love. Hallelujah. Love. Open door and open arm. You say I'm not too far. You have opened door and open arm. You say I'm not too far. You always come running. Hallelujah. You always come running after me. You always come running. You always come running after me. When I was in need, you sought after me. Thought I was too far gone. You there was loving arms. You paid off my debt, gave me your rest, washed off my weary feet, prepared a feast, saved me a seat, brought out your best for me. Paid off my debt, gave me your rest, washed off my weary feet, prepared a feast, saved me a seat, brought out your best for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Only time you see God run, when he comes, I'm running. You always come running after me. You always come running. Yes. You always come running after me. You always come running. You always come running after me. You always come running. Amen. You always come running after me. You always come running. Hallelujah. You always come running after me. You always come running. Hallelujah. You always come running after me. Always come running. Hallelujah. You always come running after me. You always come running. You always come running after me. When I was in need, you sought after me. Thought I was too far gone. You there was loving arms. You paid off my debt, gave me your rest, washed off my weary feet, prepared a feast, gave me a seat, brought out your best. for me. You paid off my debt, gave me your rest, washed off my weary feet, prepared a feast, saved me a seat, brought out your best for me. Amen. That's what God, has done. That's what he's done through his son. You are the righteousness of God. You're able to come into his kingdom. You're able to come to his throne room. You're able to sit at the marriage supper of the Lamb's table. That you know that he has a seat saved for you? Oh, hallelujah. He came running after us. He came down to this earth. He knew we needed saving. He knew that we were in captivity. He knew how terrible and evil the devil is and the curse of sin is and all the afflictions and sickness and death it has brought. But because of his love, he comes running. He comes running after us, brothers and sisters. Never forget that. That's the kind of love your God, your loving Father and Savior has. He has sent his Holy Spirit. The Spirit moves all over this world. Like the Lord said, it's like the wind. You don't see it, but you see the mighty effect. As the Spirit of God is moving now, hallelujah, in this country and others, moving in the young people. As I was telling my brother and sister, after all the indoctrination of secular humanism, all the indoctrination, oh, we don't need God. We can be great in ourselves with all the lies of the devil. Awakening has happened. The Spirit is moving in these young people's life as they know what they've been having is not enough and it does not fulfill them or give them peace and hope. But when they hear about Jesus, even been in these secular schools and whatever they've been trying to shove down their throats, Jesus and his mighty Spirit comes in. God is saying, watch this. Oh, you think Satan is something. You think the secular human is something. Watch this. And lives are being changed. Praise God. Glory to the Lord. Praise his holy name, what he's doing. That he wants his children to come to him. He wants them to come home. Hallelujah. All glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Praise God that there is still people that humble themselves and know they need you. And they have to turn to you, repent, and come to you. And they're doing it. Glory to God. Lives are being changed. People are being reconciled. People are being healed. Hallelujah. As the Spirit of God moves. In this last time, glory to his name. Let it come forth. That the name of Jesus is lifted up and lives will be changed. Hearts will be changed. It's amazing that God is moving in the young people life. It's like about Jesus' revolution back in the 60s and 70s. He's doing it again. Praise his name. All right, before we get into praise and worship, we lift up this song that the Lord has put on my heart as he gave it to Sis Jeanette about Even So Come About His Coming. This song is to build our faith and know our authority in Christ. In Jesus' name is how we come as we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his name forever. Jesus' name, the God of possible over everything of this world and the devil. Hallelujah. Come in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Over you. Hurting sorrow, help my God to move. Speak the name of the Lord and do. That's all we can do. Liberation and seek heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing and the circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles of your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen, Lord. Hallelujah. We have to. I speak the name of all authority. Yes. Declaring blessings, every promise he is faithful to keep. I speak the name no grave could ever hold. Hallelujah. He is greater. He is stronger. He is the God of possible. I pray for your healing and circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray in miracles over your life in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. This is how you gotta come. Hallelujah. Come believe it. Come receive it. Hallelujah. For the power of the Spirit now forever yours. Amen. Come believe it. Come receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus, all things are possible. Amen. Glory. I pray for your healing, and that circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray in miracles over your life in Jesus' name. I pray for revival. For restoration of faith. I pray that the dead would come alive in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. You brothers and sisters, we pray. To talk about the dead to life, you think that's just talking about physical? No. That's talking about the ones that's important. Spiritually come alive. That's your loved one. That's your friend, co-worker, whoever doesn't know Jesus. They need to come alive because they're dead without Jesus. Oh, in this time, it is a desperate time. Time we're living, one breath from eternity, at the end of the time of grace, where judgment's coming. Oh, yes, we got to pray. Hallelujah. All right. Praise God. Praise God. Look at the prayer request here. Hallelujah. We continue to pray for Brenda's sister Pam for healing and be delivered from drugs and pharmacia spirit in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. All hallelujah. The rest is a lot of praise God testimony of healing. Thank you, Jesus. And then we pray for Brother Sal and Karen, blessing of wisdom and favor and direction in their lives. We're continue to pray, and well, that happened, praise God. Move on, praise God. That. We'll continue to pray for Dennis and his father, Charles, for heart surgery. I don't know how it came out. We keep praying until we hear an answer. We're praying for Cindy's mother. I need to ask her about that. In the hospital with UPI for healing in Jesus' name. We're praying for Jeffrey for healing. Has infection in his heart. But God can heal his heart. Amen. We're praying for Carolyn for healing and a touch from God. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying for Kat for her husband and children. She's asking for the Lord to bless her family and to comfort them and be reconciliation. We're praying for Darren's friend, one of my brothers at the church where he was at a prayer ministry, and his name is Hadley. We're praying for him. We don't know all that's going on there, but we're lifting him up in the name of Jesus. We're praying for a family member. This is her husband, Braden. Praying for a family member, David, need prayer, reconciliation, and a relationship. God has brought the ministry of reconciliation. I pray in the name of Jesus. Now, this is where it gets serious. All these are serious, but these even more. We're praying for a person thinking of suicide. Who would want to take their life when it's so precious? The lies of the enemy. We pray against the spirit of suicide and death in Jesus' name. Go away from this person. We pray, Lord, the Spirit of God would move upon them and know that they are worth something and their life is worth living. The life you give, Lord Jesus, we pray. And then we pray for a pastor and his wife. We met his wife the other day, last week, at our church for brisket tacos, and she was sharing. And we prayed for the pastor and his wife because their son died. He had palsy. We pray that, you know, he's in the arms of Jesus. And we ask for comfort and peace for these ministers. The pastor, I mean, he's a minister, and his wife, they're young, in their 30s. We're praying for them. It's tough to lose a loved one. It's really tough to lose a child. But we know that they're in the son's in the arms of the Lord, and he don't have that old stuff anymore. He's walking in the presence of his Savior. And we pray the Lord puts his comfort and peace on his pastor and his wife. Yes, brother, we agree with that in the name of Jesus. We have been given the authority to do that. Not in ourselves, but we come in the name of Jesus, our Savior. They understand that. They understand he is king over them and has all power and authority. And then as we lift up the name of Jesus, the Lord will move. The Holy Spirit will move. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Any other prayer requests? Hallelujah. Well, praise God. We thank God as Sis Jeanette shared testimony about that Kim's blood is great, praise God, and no sugar, diabetes in the name of Jesus. And we're praying for safety for her and the baby. Hallelujah, the Lord will. Okay. All right, sis, we'll pray for the little dog. Amen. Okay. Amen. Amen. That's right, sis. We'll pray for comfort for the dog and, you know, and put it in God's hand and not suffer. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Any other prayer requests? Thank you, Lord. Yeah, it is. It is. Thank you, Lord. It is, because they're, you know, they're almost like family, for sure. Oh, okay, sis. Lord of mercy. But they pray for that, you know, pray that, you know, God heals them or comforts them and give them peace. Pray for Erica's dog. Lord of mercy, it's a strange thing to be having for a dog. We pray against that spirit of cancer in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Same thing, as y'all have dogs, I have a kitty. I have a Cali girl. She's like a child to us, too. We thank God for her. You know, she was a stray, probably was thrown out in a car with a bag, whatever, and came up on our porch on Thanksgiving. It's amazing. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer so we give time to Sis Jeanette to do her song. Lord, as we were pointing out these prayer requests, we know you hear us, and that we were praying as we were going. Father, we're so amazed what you reveal to us and understand who we are in Christ, and that Christ makes us who we are. And Lord, as well as we pray, like, for this person, and we prayed against the spirit of cancer, we pray, Lord, that you're going to bring life there. Father, we pray for this pastor and his wife and give them comfort and peace. I pray you lead us here in this area that we're near them in our church, what we need to do for them and their family. But we sure can pray for them. Father, we know this young man is out of pain and suffering now, and he's in your presence. Praise God. Father, we pray for David's dog as he's at the end of her life, little doggy. And Lord, we pray you give him comfort. We pray give him peace and comfort David and Jeanette as going through this. And we lift the dog into your hands, Lord, and we know that you're able to heal the puppy or to take it home so it doesn't suffer. Father, we pray for Erica and her dog, and we pray against cancer, that old evil, terrible thing of spirit behind it. We pray against cancer in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for healing for the dog, her dog, Father, and to give comfort and peace to Erica as she goes through this. And I know that you're greater than cancer, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for everything. We thank you for my brothers and sisters here. We thank you that we have learned more about who we are in Christ and how important it is that anyone would hear what you're saying, that you are the only way, truth, and the life. No one comes to our Father but through you, Lord Jesus. You make a way where there was no way. You're the only way. How can people make it so complicated? But, of course, the devil wants it. But, Lord, you are the way, the truth, and life. And I pray that anyone listens to this message will hear the revelation from you, and the Spirit of God will move on them. As we are excited and that we are renewed in who we are and who we are now, as we are the righteousness of God, and that we would stand for righteousness and truth and stand in your name, Lord Jesus, by your power and authority and by the power of the Holy Spirit in our life, that we are true sons and daughters, chosen child of God. And that now, as born-again believers, as you have said, we are now truly in your image. We are like you, Lord Jesus. You have made us this way, and we have to be this way. Well, Father, we pray against this, as Sister Eric has put up more information, we pray against skin tumors. We pray that they would be dissolved and new skin would come. And Lord, lift up this dog, Lord, and pray that you touch him and that you care about, as you care about us, you care about your creation too. But we leave it all in your hands. We thank you for this night. We thank you for who you are in our lives, Lord. And we praise and honor you and humbly say thank you for everything you did at the cross and at the grave 3 days later. And that you keep your word and your promises, and all of them are yes and amen. And I know there's ones coming that are very special to us, a day called the Day of Redemption. The resurrection rapture day will be the end of this old flesh, and the consequence of sin will be gone as we're resurrected and glorified in the completion of our redemption and come into your presence. Hallelujah, Lord, what an exciting day that is. And we give you all the glory and praise, and I thank you and give you all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, well, praise God. Now we'll let Sis Jeanette come, and she'll finish up with this song, Draw Me Close to You. That's very powerful. Yes, Lord, draw me close to you. We need it so much. We truly do. We need to be in his presence. We need to be with him. We need to be close to him. We need to be sitting at his feet like Martha did and have a relationship with him, walk with him and talk with him and enjoy time with him. And he shows himself in many different ways. It's absolutely amazing. He says, I'm here and I love you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, okay. Sis. Praise God. All right.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Okay.
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 Praise God. Thank you, sister. Praise God. Wonderful, beautiful songs. We pray that you know your allergies and all will settle down in Jesus' name. And y'all are watched over and protected out there. I know they've got a lot of weather coming your way. But I know God will watch over you.
Oh, I know that. No doubt about it.
Amen. That's true. Well, praise God, sis. We really know that we are the righteousness of God in Christ.
Amen.
Now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Well, bless you. Thank you
bless
for serving
you,
the
brother.
Lord. And we send our love and prayers your way, sis, you and your family.
Thank you so much for your fervent prayers, Brother Bobby.
Amen.
I am really grateful.
Praise God. I just know that when we pray that God answers. I know he does. I know he's able. And all these kind of things are things that are from this old world and sin and the curse of it. And the Lord can, he can make them right. And he will. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, sis.
Amen. Thank
Bless
you, brother.
Bless you and have a wonderful night and weekend.
Okay, have a great weekend to all my brothers and sisters in the chat room. I love you all. I love you, brother and sister Brenda. Shalom all and good night.
Sis, brother Andrew said use honey.
Honey, okay, yeah.
Yeah, honey and hot tea. I've used hot tea and honey and lemon.
Yes.
All righty.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Brother Andrew. Thank you, Brother Buddy, and Sister Erica and Sister Connie. Good night, and Sister Brenda. Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye-bye. Bless you, sis.
Bless you too, brother.
All right. Praise God. Amen. Well, praise God. Well, bless each one of you, Brother Andrew, Sister Erica, and Sister Connie. I pray, I know that you will have a great rest of the night and weekend because we have Jesus in our life, and may he watch over you, may he protect you, and may he shine upon you, and that his light will shine upon you, and that his shalom and his peace is with you. And I thank God for each one of you, and y'all have a great weekend, and keep looking up. Our Savior could come anytime. And glory to God. Y'all have a wonderful night, and we give him all the glory and praise. And say shalom and goodbye. Bless each one. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.